We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm telling you, this dude has nothing but big goals on his mind. He's not satisfied with making it to the playoffs and winning around. This dude... And so does Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is just not as vocal about it as Joel Embiid is. Joel Embiid wants to be the best player in the NBA. He wants to be recognized as the best, especially from a big man standpoint.
Offensively and defensively.
Yeah, exactly. Especially from a big man standpoint. Yep. He wants to be recognized as the best player in the NBA. And the great thing that we need to take notice of, some people may not like the fact that he's vocal about it, but I love the fact that he doesn't have any problem with putting his opponents on notice. I'm coming at you. I'm going to be a nightmare for you the rest of the way.
It's good for business. Putting a bullseye on your jersey.
I got no problem with it.
He doesn't care.
Got no problem with it because he's not running from anybody.
He's not. In a game where he struggled offensively, he missed his first five or six shots.
Yeah. And now he hit like 0-for-5.
But he was hitting his foul shots.
Mm-hmm. And then it flipped.
And then second half. I mean, he finished with 23 points, where most of the game he was struggling offensively. Mm-hmm. He had the one rebound where he brought the ball all the way down the court, and he tried to make a bounce pass, and it was just unfortunately a 7'2" guy making a bounce pass in close quarters is tough.
Yeah.
But
I like the idea.
He looked like the old Joe.
Yeah, I like the idea. You could tell he's a little rusty.
Yeah,
he's been
fine.
Out there being a little winded or what have you, but I like the fact that Brett was very cognizant of it. He was managing his minutes right. He was getting him in and out of there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, he's just going to get stronger.
How many minutes did he end up playing anyway? I
30.
Was it 30 on the dot?
30 on the dot.
So it was I went over, you went under, it was a push.
Yeah. I honestly believe you may have had it. I think he was 30. In 20 seconds or something like that. Yeah.
We'll say 30.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's a good amount.
Yeah.
Considering they were up that many points late.
And they got him out of there with 3 minutes
left.
They
got him out. So, all in all, a spectacular night in Philadelphia. Jake Arrieta looked great last night at 10 strikeouts.
Whew.
He looked great. I was flipping back and forth, especially once the game was decided.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies looked great last night. Now we just got to get the Flyers on on the same page, everybody. All right, let me take a Sixers phone call, and then we'll start the schedule. We'll do the first four games. Rob in Reading. Rob, what's up? Roberto. All right, we're going to try Daryl, North Philly. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
What's up, D?
I'm good. Hey, talk about what happened with the Wade, why they called that double check. Justin Henderson threw that elbow at Wade when Wade pulled him. You seen that, right?
Yeah, he did.
That's why the double check was called.
But he was pulling him down. He was just trying to protect himself.
It shouldn't have been no double check, but he threw that elbow, so they, you know, because of that, they gave him an excuse.
Yeah, gave him an excuse to give
exactly.
Both technicals. Yeah.
If that was Dwayne Harris and not Dwayne Wade, there's not double technicals there.
No, it wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have. The other guy would have been ejected.
Exactly.
Listen, yeah, but
check this out.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be like if you got to face LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals? You think the referees are going to make it easy for you to beat LeBron James?
No, well, he's the biggest crybaby of all.
Exactly. So we're going to have to we got to fight through that stuff.
We do. Real quick, too, though, I like Robert Covington, like what y'all was saying. He's a streaky player, but I think Brett needs to take him out the lineup and put Justin Anderson in there because Justin Anderson is tough.
Yeah.
He may.
You see what he did with Wade. So if he in that lineup and he playing like that, that's that Philly basketball right there.
Yeah, I like it. I look at Justin Anderson. He's like a George Lynch, right? He's like
he's a guy that and this is what's great about playoff basketball. He may see more minutes in this series than
because
he did.
It's a matchup. Yes,
it's matchups.
It's about matchups. Yep.
Yep, D. Wade comes out, and he's scoring all those points. All right, listen, you know what, Bob? You're not going to play as many minutes this series because I'm putting Anderson in there.
That damn Justice Winslow was out there hitting jumpers everywhere last night.
Yeah.
I don't expect that to continue.
Well, yeah, he isn't. He's been semi-elite defensive player, not a ton of offense since he got drafted.
No.
And so he stepped on Embiid's mask. Do we have – let's hear Justice Winslow first talking about why he stepped on Joel Embiid's mask. That's Winslow. Now, Embiid, the one where he talks about he has 50 masks, he's here's Joe after the game. So
love
there you
it.
Go.
Love it.
And you know, you mentioned Richard Hamilton earlier. Rip was actually consulted by Leon Rose, was his agent.
Oh, okay.
He was consulted in this process to say, like, all right, they wanted to know, like, what does he need to know? What about the design and everything else? What helped you? What will help him?
Right.
In everything. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Coatesville's own Richard Hamilton.
And Justice and Embiid obviously know each other, you know.
I don't think they don't sound like they hate each other.
No, but here's the thing. Sometimes going up against guys that you went through the AAU circuit with, or you know through, you know, college days and before you even got to college, you're motivated to beat that guy. Because you want bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. Justice Winslow blocked his shot, talked a little trash, just like I would have if I block a 7-2 guy's shot. But guess what?
No doubt.
He came back and blocked Justice Winslow's shot right afterwards.
Who did he get? Who did he get from behind where he was trailing on the play on a fast break, and he didn't block him, but he fouled him pretty hard. Not super hard.
Yeah. That was it. Olenek.
Yeah.
I think it was Kelly Olenek. Yeah.
It was, and he didn't get up mad or anything like that, which I thought he was going to do because he's a baby too.
Yeah.
He's out there flopping around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Joe, like, you knew what he was doing coming down court. He was laying the lumber on somebody.
JoJo wanted them to know Big Brother is here. See, you mentioned this, and I didn't even really put a lot of credence to it, but I guess I should have, knowing Joel Embiid. He talked about the way they lost Monday night, and that really pissed him off. And that's why right after the game, he's like, nah, I'm playing. He basically felt that Miami punked his team out there, and he didn't like what he was seeing. So he's like, nah, uh-uh.
This isn't happening.
Yeah, this ain't happening.
I'm here, and he said, bring it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing, bring it.
Yeah.
He beat me.
He wanted to come out there and make sure you knew you're not punking us. The big dog is here. The enforcer is here. And I'm a nightmare for you on the offensive end.
Eagles schedule, Thursday, September 6th, starting the season at home, Atlanta.
Oh, that's a W.
That is a win, and I will agree with you right there.
That's a W.
The following Sunday, we talked about there may not be a lot of 1 o'clock games. They actually have a lot of 1 o'clock games.
More than we thought they were going to have.
Three straight, starting at Tampa, 1 p.m. We're going to do the first four, and then we'll come back to it later. At Tampa, 1 p.m. A lot of Eagles fans will be down there. That'll be like a home game.
10 days rest, that's a win.
Home against the Colts.
Oh, that's a win.
And at the Titans.
At the Titans. Starting out 3-0. At the Titans. Win.
So this is what I do. So Ike has them starting 4-0. I always look at a group of four games. And I say, all right, this is what they're going to do in four games. So if they win the first three, they're losing that fourth game. Okay. So I say 3-1. I say 3-1 through the first four games. You have them 4-0? I would say most people are like that.
Who was that third game against?
Indy.
Yeah.
Home against Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So you have home away, home away.
Might have Jim Sorgi out there on quarterback.
888-729-9494. Give us how many wins. They're only favored by 3.5 over Atlanta.
Because they don't know who they have a quarterback is.
Yeah, Ben types up still doubting Foles. It's not doubting Foles as much as it's...
They just don't know.
They're not sure. Yeah. I guess some of it would be doubting Foles, but that's about right. They're still saying that they're favorites on a neutral field.
Yeah.
A half-point favorite.
Atlanta is a playoff team. Like, we expect to be favored by a touchdown.
If it was a 1.5 or a 2-point line, I'd say that's a stone Falcon line. It's a moderate Falcon line.
Yeah.
A little bit. 888-729-9494. At Mark's Reese WIP, do some voting. Also on Facebook. But Ben, put this up there. I want to know how many wins people think they're going to have out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.